Greetings, friends. This is Brother E. from again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today I would like to read to you a portion of scripture in 1 John chapter 5. It is a scripture that I have had a bit of a difficult time understanding it, wrapping my mind around it, and I believe I do understand it now. I would like to share it, the understanding I would have, and hopefully that could be a blessing this morning. Where it is, 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. I'll read 17 with it. 16 and 17. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. So if we see our brother sin, a sin that is not unto death, it says we shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. The way I would understand that is, what might be a sin not unto death? It says all unrighteousness is sin in verse 17. So we might say that being a bit harsh with our children, or what might be some other things, that it's unrighteousness, but it's not a sin unto death. The Bible says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So doubting, maybe that's a sin not unto death. Discouragement. I'm sure there would be many things where we just fall short of the mark. But God is not going to take away our salvation because of every little slip that we make. So we can pray one for another, and God will forgive. God will cleanse and heal. So if I see a sin that's in my brother, and my brother's just constantly impatient and not walking in the patience that the Lord would have him to, I can pray for him and pray for his deliverance from that. And God forgives, God delivers and changes that person. But it goes on to say, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Oh, notice that it says we don't need to pray for it. It's not talking about the person. It's talking about the situation. It's not saying that we should just stop praying for someone that has fallen into deep sin. But here's what's happening. We cannot give life to someone that has sinned unto death. This person must find life through repentance, through confession, and through faith in the Lord Jesus. So what we can do is help him to that end. Help him see his sin. Help him to repent and confess and walk in the light. Bring things to the open so that there can be deliverance. So we don't just, when we see someone sin a sin unto death, we don't just pray for him and go our way. The counsel is to stop and to go to him and do something about it. Do something to help him be delivered. The deliverance and coming, returning to the Lord Jesus, that is where salvation is. we can't be saved or we can't have life through someone else's prayers if we have sinned a sin unto death and are not repentant. So I hope that's making it clear. I hope that that's not confusing. My difficulty in the past has been with the idea that we are not to pray for someone that fell into a deep sin. But it doesn't say I do not, okay, in verse 16 in the end, it doesn't say that we should not pray for him. It says pray for it. So we cannot just pray and expect God to remove the guilt and the condemnation because of a certain sin. We can with little things. Little things that, like I mentioned before, just character flaws or lack of faith, lack of walking fully in the light. Those things, God can just continue to give him life and remove the guilt and not call him to accountability with that. Through the prayers of one another. But something big like 1 Corinthians, and I forget which chapter, and I'm not there. I don't know if I can quote it for sure, but it says that we should not be deceived, that whoremongers and idolaters and liars, a list of sins there that will not inherit the kingdom of God. If someone is willfully walking in one of these sins and not repenting, we can't just ask God to forgive him and expect he will. God won't remove that sin and the guilt thereof without repentance on the sinner's part, without turning away from that sin, turning back to God. So let's pray one for another. But when we see a brother sin a sin unto death, let's go beyond praying for him. Let's go to him. Let's help him. Help him to be delivered. Help him to get free. Help him to get back on track. That's it for today. I hope that's a blessing. I hope that you can be inspired and have a good day. Serve the Lord in all fullness. That's our desire here. The fountain of life, our desire to edify, to encourage, to bless, and to help. If we can be of help in any way, then feel free to contact us, to reach out to us. We're here to do what we can. God bless you.